Support for Where You Eat with Ian McNulty comes from the Sazerac House, featuring tours, tasting, and traditions, located at the corner of Canal and Magazine. The Sazerac House is dedicated to celebrating New Orleans culture and everything that inspires it. More information at sazerachouse.com.
The calendar says summer started June 21st, which basically tells us calendars don't know New Orleans. We all know that summer really starts immediately after Jazz Fest and lasts until sometime around Halloween. Still, the official start of summer signals what is historically the roughest time of year for New Orleans restaurants. Things could be different this summer, though, considering the history we've lived through and with which we are still contending. Will it be the normal slog of low tourism, slow business, and inevitable restaurant closures? Or will the pent-up desire to get out and experience life again carry through the swelter? Either way, though, restaurants seem to be facing a double-edged sword this summer. After absorbing all the hits of the pandemic, they badly need the boost of a busier-than-normal season. But at the same time, most can't always handle the business. Right now, so many restaurants are running flat out, trying to keep up with demand while short-staffed and while trying to rewrite the old business models. It's enough to make the normal New Orleans summer doldrums seem like a breeze. And we have to go back to 2019 to find the last normal New Orleans summer. The pandemic dictated terms for restaurants over the past 2 years much more than the usual seasonal rhythms. And that's why plunging into summer 2022 makes me particularly worried. Restaurants have been on the ropes for so long now, I don't know that the usual coping mechanisms they have will still work. And heading into deepest summer, some restaurant people tell me they're actually hoping for a slowdown this season, after a frenetic spring. This could be a season to reset, and maybe even to restructure for the higher costs and changing business conditions they have to navigate now. What they can still count on, hopefully, is their best customers, the locals, and those visitors who are so faithful and frequent they practically count as locals, at least to the restaurants. That is one thing that should endure through whatever this inscrutable summer throws our way. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.